Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. Welcome, everybody. Everything sports, medicine, fitness, and wellness. Another shout out again. We want to wish everybody in fall sports at all the different levels of school a successful and a safe season. Wish everybody well. There's so much going on with fall sports. Man, we got a great doubleheader today. A couple superstar previous guests. Rob Fletcher is going to start us off. Rob is a fitness expert. He's an author. He's a Hall of Fame martial artist. He's the creator of America's Next Great Trainer and SDI 7 Safety and Self-Defense. And then my old friend, Paul Calloway. Paul was the first physical therapist with the PGA Golf Tour. He's the president of Callaway Golf Fitness. He's a performance coach at Cantigny Golf Academy. Paul is also now very involved in the world of sports psychology. So we're really looking forward to that. And then it's the Sports Doctors In segment and your emails. First, let's welcome again Rob Fletcher, Hall of Famer, Martial Arts, America's Next Great Trainer, Self-Defense. Rob, welcome back, man.
Yeah, thank you very much, Dr. Bob. It's always a pleasure being on your show. Very much appreciate your long-time continued support, and I love your show.
You're hired, you know. Give us a quickie background, Rob, of, you know, these things that they've rolled into your two real ventures here with America's Next Great Trainer and SDI 7.
Sure. First, America's Next Great Trainer Challenge, that was a platform or is a platform that was created and designed for trainers, coaches, and instructors for the impact that they have not only on their clients but in community and society. A marketing and promotional platform, which includes a national live challenge. And we dived over now into also Canada's Next Great Trainer Challenge, which I'm working with Ron Hatch on that. He's one of the best, greatest promoters in Canada, really, anyone that I know is so passionate about what he does. So I'm very excited about those collaborations, and especially with, you know, over the years, Dr. Robert Goldman, which, you know, very well recognized.
Oh, yeah. Robert Goldman, I did the sports podiatry section when, and I think it was his first year of the National Academy of Sports Medicine. He's just an incredible individual with his background in medicine, anti-aging. I know that Arnold Schwarzenegger has also been somebody else who's been very involved with what you've been doing. Again, you've been in martial arts, and you're a Hall of Famer, Rob, for a long time, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been fortunate enough to be in a community that's an awesome community. It's one of the most close-knit, supportive communities of anyone. It's martial arts is a very special activity. It brings so many solutions to today's most common problems, you know, crime, violence, obesity, bullying, mental health. All of these things are really addressed through the instruction of martial arts, and that's where, you know, as I mentioned earlier, Dr. Robert Goldman, aside from the fitness and the health and the wellness and anti-aging, he's such a big supporter of these programs and now diving into the entertainment industry as well, because he recognizes that these are problems that have to be addressed, and martial arts really provides those solutions, and that's where America's Next Trainer.
Yeah, the mental game. You know, the mental game has always been a big deal on the Sports Doctor. You know, you mentioned something very important when you're talking about America's Next Great Trainer, besides all the promotion and getting into the various aspects of physical sports, high-performance training. You're talking about, again, being an educator in the world of society and giving back to the communities and all of these other things, which I think is, you know, again, such a big deal in that regard, that, you know, you're adding that segment to the area And what's the website, Rob, that people could find out about your books, your stuff that's going on? What's the best site for them to go for you?
Right now, the America's Next Great Trainer site is angt.tv. That's being restructured, reformatted right now because we are specifically getting and launching America's Next Great Trainer Challenge and also Canada's Next Great Trainer Challenge. So right now, there is a landing page there, but the best site is angt.tv for that. And then for the SDI 7 site, it's SDI, the number 7, HIIT.com.
Yeah, you know, my show is rebroadcast starting again in October on the UK Radio Health Network. Maybe that'll be your next stop, you know, or my guest.
Well, that's the motivation was to expand and grow, you know, of course, starting here and then developing this challenge where the trainers, coaches, instructors, they are submitting their audition tapes online. But we also have live events where we'll partner with events throughout the country where we'll hold and host live challenges, sort of like an American Idol for trainers, coaches, and instructors to show the dynamic, their passion, their knowledge, and to see the difference that they make in the lives of so many people.
Really? I'll have to let my friends know in Australia also at the same time, especially in the youth sports world, where the sports doctor is so involved with the National Alliance of Youth Sports, with Sport 360, with working with parents in sports in England, all of these different, you know, the challenge of youth sports. That's why I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, plug, because there's an epidemic of overuse youth sports injuries. Both mentally and physically, it's a big deal. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor. We're live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you can go back 10 years. You could see which guests, what topics, what you might be interested in listening to. We go back further than that, but I'd have to probably send you the reels to reels on those
nice
old shows. And, again, you can go over to newspaper articles and magazines. You could read lots of articles and interaction with my newest sponsor, LER Magazine, Lower Extremity Review, everything from women in high heels to what about specialization with your young athlete to one of the biggest topics, what about youth sports and drugs? We have over 30,000 followers on Twitter. I can't tell you how many guests I get on Twitter and how we continue the education in all topics on Twitter, at SportsDoc, DOC Radio. We're talking with Hall of Famer Rob Fletcher, the initiator, again, of America's Next Great Trainer. Tell us about this self-defense SDI 7 venture that I think is such a big deal. Tell us about that, Rob.
Yep. So today, again, going back to that, the problems that exist and that are never going to go away, you have crime, violence, active shooters, rape, sexual assault, abduction. These things, regardless of what laws are changed, those things will always exist. So it's very important that people take self-defense as a necessity. It's not an option. So safety and self-defense is being personally accountable.
That's a big point, Rob.
What we're doing is a necessity. It's a necessity. It's not an option. And today's society...
You should be teaching it in schools. I've always felt for decades that there should be some sensible self-defense, you know, done properly as a routine part of PE in school, but I'm prejudiced. Go ahead. Tell us more.
Yeah, so SDI 7 is self-defense in 7 minutes, basically in the workout itself. That's a complement to the program. So you have the SDI 7 safety and self-defense program. Then you have the SDI 7 and SDI 7 HIIT workouts. Self-defense in 7 minutes, high-intensity interval training. On the workout, you're 1 minute on a fighting skill, self-defense technique, combative tactics movement, meaning against a weapon, a gun, a knife, etc. And then you go right to an exercise, strength, explosive, or combination movement for 1 minute. You're doing that for 7 full minutes. If it's a 30-minute class, you're doing 3 rounds with a 1 to 2 minute break between each. But regardless, even if you did an at-home workout, the SDI 7 workout, it's very efficient. It's very effective. You're going to reinforce the important skills of where and how to strike. Should you be faced with a violent threat or attack. And the most
it's not a topic, Rob, that everybody, you know, kind of like loves to hear and talk about.
No.
Yet there is nothing bigger in our face. Maybe the opioid epidemic, but they're all related. There's nothing bigger in our face than this challenge of violence and this craziness in this country the importance. Again, you know, the one of my guests years ago was the author and screenwriter of Fat Boy Chronicles. He mentioned the fact that probably over 50% of bullying is obesity, overweight related, sexual orientation, disability.
Exactly.
So the importance, again, of fitness. Your whole life, you've always been about fitness. You continue to be big time about fitness. And it's nice to know that the same workout, even though, again, you would be emphasizing some of the things that people aren't all that thrilled to hear about. But I would think that it's something that everybody knows how important.
Exactly. So that's why we're focused on the solution, which is empowering. It's education. It's raising awareness. It's implementing a workout into your routine that is going to address those issues. But on the empowerment side of things, so as you mentioned, obesity and bullying is
a big Mike Buchanan. Problem. Mike Buchanan is the author of that fantastic book, Fat Boy Chronicles, what a young boy went through with his obesity related, all that kind of stuff.
And directly related. The both.
So who's your target?
Together.
What are the ages that you're liking to include in your focus for SDI 7?
Well, you have the SDI 7 hit for kids and teens, which we strongly incorporate and implement what I call the SDI 7 workout to life application, where you're instilling confidence, respect, the values that martial arts brings to the world. We're doing it through the SDI 7 workout. And then, of course, you have the teens who are turning into adults and adults. So it's really a workout everyone can do, and it's very real. An example is...
Yeah, Rob, just make sure they got orthotics in their shoes. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Make sure they're strengthening those feet and ankles, you know, like the Sandu Stepper that I had
I am using the Sandu Stepper.
Yes,
I'm doing,
you came back from that Achilles tendon injury. You set all sorts of records. Doesn't surprise me, although I did send you 5 messages telling you to, you know, take it easy.
Oh, you know, you're always yelling at me. I know. I can hear it through the Facebook. But I will tell you, the Sand Dune, a shout-out to you and to my friends at Sand Dune for sending me the stepper. It's awesome. I use it. As a matter of fact, I use it today on all my exercises.
Yeah, Matt
Dahl.
I'll let him know. Now, the senior
over.
Population, Rob, the you know, again, the seniors, just as important again with the kids, where it comes to self-defense and learning. Again, I think when you're talking about the values, the mental values, martial arts has always been famous for that. You know, mind like water, nice and calm. But God forbid, boy, if you need to do those techniques, you would know them. So I would imagine again that the senior and the regular population. How's been the acceptance of all the different communities, Rob, the schools, the police departments, some of these medicine, I would think they're all embracing you.
They're very much embracing me because it's real. And a perfect example is if you have a 5-year-old punch you in the chest, it will do nothing. You have that same 5-year-old take his finger and stick it in your eye, that's going to do something. So it's about where and how to strike effectively. So bigger, stronger, faster, intimidation. You know, that is one thing, and that's where people freeze in a violent threat or attack. So we want to get them to overcome that with not what are you going to do to me, but what am I going to do to you? And that comes
now again, you know, if this was 10, 20 years ago and we were talking about this, we probably would have all sorts of resistance to anything close to sometimes what you might be talking about. And this day and age, though, is this gigantic wake-up call. Where we really see how important this is, again, in the area of being able to have some knowledge and some practice in the world of self-defense. And I would think, again, that the schools would be quite interested in maybe partnering, getting involved. I see you have a van with the SDI 7 on it, don't you? Are you traveling around?
We're traveling all over. Again, it's actually it's the support of many different communities. The martial arts, of course, many of my friends are martial arts, including, you know, back to Dr. Bob, but also even Del Weston. Del Weston hosts this unbelievable film festival week in Las Vegas. And that, again, is a tool to spread the message of the problems that exist through film. And there's no greater platform to send out a message than through these films, which, you know, I was part of this past August.
Yeah, and again, you know, Goldman has become, you know, he's like a producer and a screenwriter. I don't know if there's anything the guy has.
Yeah, but you know why he does that, though? You know, people look at him. And the people that really don't know, I know him, Dr. Bob, for a long time. He's been more supportive. He's like a brother, a blood brother. He's been right there, mentor.
Yeah, good. Tell him to get back to me. I've been asking him to get on the radio for 100 years. You know, I haven't seen him in a long time.
Let me just tell you something real quick about why he does that, though. It's important because it matters. What he does, he goes into film, and he does these things supporting the martial arts community because he recognizes his life is based on making a difference, and he knows, and that's why he, you know, everything that I do, he completely supports me because he knows I work very hard, I'm dedicated, and I have a mission. And, you know, he is in tune with the people that are passionate and knowledgeable, and that's like the film industry now. He recognizes how powerful film is. So that's why you'll see his name more frequently on films, not for just being in a film, but for the difference that film can make,
you know,
in society.
Goldman has designed some of the greatest of various fitness and equipment. He's been involved in the designing of all sorts of medical type of products. I think he still holds the record for the most handstand push-ups.
Do you know how many that is? How many? Do you know? 364 inverted, unsupported handstand push-ups.
Really, it really is remarkable, in that regard. Even like on the physical side of things. You know, we're going to probably run out of time in a minute or so. Rob, give me again the website that people could find out all about what you're doing. America's
Sure.
Next Great Trainer, STI 7.
Yeah, I strongly encourage people, the trainers, coaches, and instructors out there, to check out ANGT.TV because we're going to have a great America's Next Great Trainer Challenge, and also Canada's Next Great Trainer Challenge with Ron Hatch there. And then we also have SDI7HIIT.com, and that's where trainers, coaches, and instructors can also go to get certified in SDI7 HIIT to put another new thing into their toolbox.
Yes, you definitely want to be able to have instructors who can really duplicate. After all, you could only be in 500 places at one time, Rob. I don't know how they could, you know, 501, you got to get other people. I want to thank you so much for coming back on the Sports Doctor. Again, Rob Fletcher, Hall of Famer, martial arts. And, Rob, I'll look forward to having you back. Hold on real quickly. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. We're going to hang around Chicago for our second guest. One of my longest guests over the years, sports medicine colleague, Paul Calloway. Paul was the first physical therapist with the PGA Tour. He's the director of Cantigny's Golf Academy. He's the president of Calloway Golf Fitness. I first met Paul. He was writing Body Balance for Performance. That's what got us married in the sports medicine world. Paul, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Weil. It's great to be here.
Hey, Paul, give us some quickie background on yourself and your world of golf that you've been involved with for decades.
Well, as you mentioned, you know, having that background way back in the 80s, the first therapist on the PGA Tour, back then it was, you know, fitness and exercise for golf was not commonplace. There were very few golfers doing anything. Gary Player, people know him as kind of a fitness junkie, but he had no idea what was specific to golf, what would really prevent injuries. It was very generic, not customized, not integrated with all the other essential performance factors, namely being professional instruction, club fitting, the mental side of the game, and of course the physical fitness part of the game. There was no knowledge, no research, no even clinical experience back then. So back then it was about injury treatment, getting players to feel better, but that soon evolved when meeting their instructors and understanding the biomechanics of the golf swing, how to not just treat injuries, make people feel better, but how to prevent them. And then that evolved into performance enhancement and, like I said, injury prevention. So that's really been my focus, is how to help golfers perform at their highest level, prevent injuries from ever happening, not wait till after the problem and work retroactively. It's much better, much more, you know, it costs something, but it's way more cost effective to invest money preventatively than it is to wait till after there's a problem. So that's been my focus for the last, I guess, like I used to say 20 years, now it's 40 years. I can't even believe
it. Right. Yes. You were one of the sports medicine geniuses. You, Bob Guida, the late Jim Vickery, that was part of our whole modus operandi. Again, when you were talking about, like you said at the beginning with the fitness wagon, golf didn't know how to spell the word fitness. Mm-hmm. Either did medicine. When you think about it, and your body balance for performance really was so groundbreaking, the idea of specificity. Take a look at the athletes today, Paul.
Unbelievable.
And you've seen them all. I remember the Western Open, Tiger Woods. He used to tell Tiger Woods, stop running with 400 pounds on the backpack. He wouldn't listen to us.
He wasn't a good listener back then.
Right. You know, Bob Guida, you always said, I got to get into the athlete's head. If I don't get into his head, he then goes to the next therapist. You know,
right.
In that regard. But talk a little bit about the coming, such a long way baby, of the golfer as an athlete and how the things that have been so important to you and your programs.
Yeah, I mean, Bob Guida is certainly a hero of mine and a mentor, you know, for all of us, you know, because of, you know, just how much of a genius he was. But you know, I understood very, very quickly that, you know, starting with goal setting, and creating a vision, starting to build self-image for a person, because I heard somewhere along the line that we'll never outperform our self-image. And if we really think about that, that's true. We have to expand the person's mind, because then
becomes
the body...
such a big deal, Paul. You know, yeah. It's funny. I've been screaming about the mental game in all sports, ages and areas. truly for three decades on the Sports Doctor, give or take a few weeks. And it's amazing how even the high-performance experts like yourself, you jump right into mindset, right into that as being, you know, such a main point. And I just find that amazing how that has become such a focus, knock on wood, over the years.
Yeah, it really starts there, because you can give them all the best, you know, medical treatment. You can give them a patient or a client or a student all the right physical stuff. But until they really have the right emotional, feeling about all that, they're really driven by a passion to accomplish and go through the work that it really takes. You know, we're just out in hot air. You know, we're not really getting deep to the person's soul, if you will, and knowing what inspires them, how they learn. That's a big part of it. You know, do they learn more, you know, visually? Is it more sensory? There's all different ways that people learn. So as much as we're asking questions to help them grow, we're learning ourselves as facilitators, as teachers, to, like, what's the best way to teach this person and make sure that all the elements work together. So we have to get into that, you know, I call it golf mental game, or the golf, you know, coaching. You know, I'm not a psychologist, but I have, you know, gotten a certification in golf-specific sports psychology, you know, if you will, but it's really just the coaching and the blending of the mind and the body and the swing all together.
Now, I know, you know, all over these years on the Sports Doctor, we paid such a big deal to youth sports. That's why I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, because of the epidemic with a capital E of overuse injuries in youth sports, both physically and mentally. And that's one of my biggest chapters in the book, is youth sports and drugs and that whole nightmare. This is why I have actually renamed, Paul, Performance Enhancing Drugs. You want to know what I renamed it?
Oh, what?
You got your pen out?
Yeah. Yeah.
Performance Surviving Drugs.
Okay.
With the level of always dealing with one injury after another. Mm-hmm. You pay big attention for a long time, again, and all these things that you make a big attention to on the youth sports. I know you work with a lot of kids. What are some of the ages you work with also at the golf academy?
Right. Well, we have programs, you know, through our golf academy here at Cantini, you know, for 5-year-olds and up. My youngest actually ever was a 4-year-old, and now he's a freshman in high school, so I've been working with him all this time. But typically, you know, when parents come and ask me, well, when should we start them on the type of things that you do? I said, well, you know, it's really up to the individual and just how well are they processing information. You know, do they have the ability to you know, focus in a little bit? But you have to, again, learn for per individual. When I started with that 4-year-old, you know, he came in here and it was like fun and games. I tried to, you know, he had no idea that I was working on his golf game. He was jumping on the trampoline and running
right,
and
having
jumping
fun.
Up on, yeah, having fun. And then that was the key, is to keep it fun and teach them some posture things, some balance things, but turn it into games. And so, but as things progress, typically I'm seeing people, you know, from 12 to 18, you know, are my juniors, you know, and then they go off to college. And
right,
you know,
now they're already specializing, Paul, too, aren't they? You know, this is one of the chapters in my book is called The Prodigy Sports. Mm-hmm. Now think gymnastics, figure skating, ballet, and we've seen golf, not that it never was, but absolutely, where we will, you know, you will tell these kids all day, we want you to play other sports. We want you to do different parts of the body. It's one of the reasons why I started paying big attention to the world of physical therapy and experts like yourself for these kids who are concentrating on one sport. You know, Guida would always say, hey, man, you got to strengthen the opposites. You know, you got to strengthen the breaks. But, you know, golf, you're seeing these kids who already are specializing very early where they're not interested in playing other sports. True?
It's true. Sometimes it's parent-driven, fortunately or unfortunately, but it's also culturally driven. You're seeing now, you know, verbal commitments, you know, in 6th, 7th, 8th grade with some of the females
nuts
to colleges.
Yes.
You know, I mean, they can't sign officially, but that they're making verbal, you know, connections, you know, with whatever the NCAA regulations are. And these coaches are looking deep, you know, into youngsters to start stacking teams, you know, a generation, you know, ten years away.
And, it's such overkill. It's so much overkill
it
that we've really got to pay attention. Paul, give me the website the best websites. People could find out about you and all your different programs situations.
Well, there's really just two websites. You know, the original website is CallawayGolfFitness.com, Callaway with all A's, you know, just like the golf equipment, CallawayGolfFitness.com. And then the new one is called MindMasteryGolf.com, M-I-N-D, MasteryGolf.com. And that's the new one specifically to the golf mental game training programs. And, you know, I have some remote programs, you know, to do for people long distance that can't get out here to the Golf Academy. And I have programs, of course, where I work one-on-one coaching, either online and or, you know, face-to-face here at the Academy. So I've tried to open up my capabilities and service opportunities for people. You know, whether it's affordability or it's just time and distance issues, there's really something for everybody now.
The Academy, and I think how long have you been there? You've been there about 10 years, haven't you?
I think we're into our 12th year, and I've been here now since it opened, yeah.
Wow. Who else is involved, Paul? Anybody else involved with you in the world of the Cantigny Golf Academy?
Oh, for sure. And really, you know, you mentioned, you know, I was the director of the Golf Academy. I'm the director of golf fitness here at the Golf Academy, and that's the beauty of the Academy is that all those essential performance factors I mentioned earlier, the mental, the physical, the equipment, instruction, we have all of those service providers here at the Academy. It's kind of a one-stop, you know, one-stop shop place. But Connie DeMattia is our director of golf instruction here at the Cantigny. Greg Barisol also is one of the top teachers in Illinois. He and Connie are known and acknowledged for some of the top teachers in Illinois. But we have 5 to 7 professional golf instructors, men and women. We have the top club fitting opportunity here. We have, you know, all season learning center with studios that you can hit indoors to outdoor, even in the winter. You know, it's fully warmed and capable of playing throughout the year. Of course, we have 27 holes of golf here at Cantigny Golf Course. So it's a beautiful, you know, really a dream come true facility that I've always wanted to be a part of. And so I'm really blessed to be a part of it here in Wheaton.
Fab. Everybody listening to The Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go over to radio shows. Gosh, you can go back over 10 years. Who knows how many times Paul Calloway's been on. You can find him. guests internationally in so many different areas of wellness, sports medicine, high performance. You could see who was on, what the topic was. You could listen to whatever you would like. You could zip over to newspaper articles, and you could read about everything from should your child be specializing to the world of concussions. We're talking with Paul Calloway, President Callaway Golf Fitness, Cantigny Golf Academy, and we will be right back with Paul. It's the Sports Doctor, everybody. Hey, everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, and we're speaking with Paul Calloway. Paul was the first physical therapist on the PGA Golf Tour. Gosh, the Jack Nicklauses and the Arnold Palmers and everybody else who he saw has been part of the incredible revolution of golf being considered really, really athletes and everything that goes into it. He's the president of Callaway Golf Fitness. and the performance coach at Cantigny Golf Academy. Paul, what are some of the common problems that you see in players at various levels of golf in your world of performance coach and physical therapy?
From a mechanical performance standpoint, it's the inability of a person based on their posture and muscle imbalances through their body that force compensations by mechanical breakdown / compensations in their swing, particularly for their inability to rotate their body around a stable centered spine. In other words, they move laterally or they go up and down in their motion instead of pure isolated rotation, which then makes it very difficult to make solid ball contact, and it puts stress and strain in various parts of the body, particularly, you know, we all know, the world knows, you know, the number one injury to golfers in particular in many rotary sports is to the lumbar spine, the low back. Low back, whether it's low back, neck, shoulder, elbow, those are the top four in that order injuries. It's usually due to a postural breakdown. Therefore, they can't rotate through the middle spine, the thoracic spine, and they're forcing either hips, knees, and low back, which are not designed to rotate in the same way. When you're pitched over in a golf posture called a primary tilt, you cannot rotate properly. Therefore, you make tons of compensations that really upsets your golf swing, ball striking consistency. It's not solid, and it ruins swing speed through the ball, so you lose distance. But also, it makes possible injuries. So that's the number one thing, is the inability to rotate properly.
And it's interesting, because a great golf instructor isn't necessarily a therapist, isn't a personal trainer, let alone with someone with your training. So sometimes we might see the perpetuation of bad habits, and all of these things, of course, getting back to posture and my end of the bargain, where we're talking about alignment, and the golfer who's flat-footed and the golfer who has high arches and the other golfer who's got bow legs and the other golfer who's got one short leg, and it becomes a definite teamwork approach regarding trying to do the only two things that anybody cares about, whether it's the parent or the coach or the player. And number one is, can I prevent injuries and problems? Mm-hmm. And number two, can I enhance a performance? It seems the world of golf equipment, it's like toothbrushes. They're always reinventing golf equipment, whether it's the ball or all of a sudden everybody's, it's like every pitcher's throwing 95 miles an hour because they're 6'3", 220, and every golfer's hitting the ball 350, it seems.
Right.
That combination of, the enhanced athletic ability. Who's this kid, Koepka, on the tour who... looks like a middle linebacker. It really is amazing.
Yeah, they're if you look at the top 20, really, best players in the world, they're all athletes. There are no, real chunky Craig Stadler type bodies, anymore. There's a few out there, but they will have their occasional breakthrough. But the consistency and the world ranking is evident that you must not just be fit, but you need to be golf specifically fit, and it must integrate with those other elements, including the equipment. Investing in golf equipment, as great as it is a waste of money if you haven't fully prepared your body and your swing and even your mind to be able to leverage that investment to its fullest potential. And so that's the whole key, is getting input, getting assessment as early as quickly as possible to find out what is the right blend for you as an individual golfer. What's the right mental, physical, equipment, instruction, skill development based on your current situation, where you're at now, and what your goals are. Not everybody.
And you could be the quarterback. You could be the quarterback, yeah, for the family or the coach or the player to be able to include all these things. I've said for the past year or so, maybe longer, Paul, on the Sports Doctor, one of the biggest stories, one of the biggest successes with everything that was involved in sports medicine is Tiger Woods. The fact that this guy could come back and play and hold up so far physically, let alone win, is a miracle for the surgeons, the therapists, the golf instructors, everybody else who was involved. It really, really is amazing. We don't know how long it's going to last, you know? We're knocking on wood, but it's a tremendous comeback from someone who's had four surgeries and Achilles tendon and his knees and whatever. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, whatever people think about him off the golf course, you know, pulling for him personally on the golf course has always been there as something that I hoped would happen, but was really starting to feel like it wasn't going to happen. But, you know, I think even as great as Tiger Woods, the talent, you know, and just everything he had accomplished before, you know, he had to, and we all, this is part of the mental part of the game conversation, but Tiger had to kind of almost get to the end of the rope and
yes.
actually let go and stop having ego-driven things driving his way, which was kept getting in the way for him. You know, recognizing our limitations is a strength, and it's important to say, hey, I need help. And then when you get help, you need to listen to it, and you need to take advantage. If you're going to go to an expert to get help, you better follow it, you know?
Plus, with him back in the game, with Red Shirt on, the everybody's income triples because of the everything that he's meant, you know, to the game. I always felt that, you know, so much of the sports psychology of sports, the new word, mindfulness, is can you be in the moment and can you forget the last mistake you made, you know, when you hit the ball or whatever. It sounds so simple, but it's still one of the main things I'm sure you pay big attention to, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, being in that present moment, not looking too far into the future, definitely not looking back into the past. And making sure that moment to moment, what you're feeling is the most important thing, and being aware. I call it early detection. If you notice that you're driving down the street and you're going even 1 degree offline, you know, you have the experience to know, hey, I better not continue going 1 degree offline. I'm going to, you know, hit that car next to me, you know, about a block away. And so you have to know how to early detect that you're not thinking or feeling the right things in the moment. And you have to, that mindfulness, like you said, that presence of mind. And then the awareness and discipline to pull yourself back to what we should be thinking and feeling. And that takes practice. It's, you know, everyone gets it in conversation, but it takes very specific training drills to make that happen under stress, under pressure of doing the real thing. You know, it's one thing here in my office talking about it or on the phone with somebody. It's one thing on the driving range to get it to the next level. It's the last thing, an optimal thing, is to have it be under pressure, the thing you just naturally do, the correct thing under pressure when you're playing. So that's what we work on, yeah.
Yes, in this world too, Paul, you know, the world of overkill, what I like to talk about all the time, intelligent rest, you know, you dealing with these athletes and their families, getting them to take proper care for recovery. But we flew out of time. Paul, give me the website again. People will find out about your programs and what you're doing.
Sure. Again, there's two websites and just one toll-free number. I don't think I mentioned that earlier. So it's CallawayGolfFitness.com, CallawayGolfFitness.com. And mindmasterygolf.com are the two mental and physical websites. The toll-free number for both is 1-844-465-3348. It spells out 1-844-GOLF-FIT. So that's
Paul Callaway, one of our faves. Hold on, Paul. Everybody will be right back with the Sports Doctors in.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630 898-3505, or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. It's the Sports Doctors In segment. Boy, it was great to have Paul on. Rob also, but Paul has been on the Sports Doctor going back decades at various times, and it was just a thrill to have him back. Coming up, we've got some great shows coming up. Next week, we've got Barry French. He is the CEO of Tracer Movement Analysis and Technology. This is very exciting in the prevention of injuries, coming back post-concussion. We're looking forward for Barry to rejoin us. Also, one of my oldest friends in the world of sports medicine, Dr. Tony Liazzo, a sports medicine specialist. He's worked with soccer teams, all sorts of other organizations over the years. He is a DO, the following week, you got this young gun sports podiatrist from Australia, Jackson Tisdale, will be coming back for a return visit. And then we're going to jump into the world of optometry with Dr. Despoitis and talk about some of the challenges of young kids who are looking at screens all day. The whole world of eye health is a big deal. Where's the emails? Okay, here we go. Fran, are high heels harmful? You know, Fran, it's a great topic. I will point you towards my infamous article at sportsdoctorradio.com on newspaper articles. It's called High Heels, Women in High Heels Accepting the Challenge. High heels can be a big problem. Number one, we have all sorts of ball of the foot concerns. When we're jamming the ball of the foot into a narrow toe box, putting excessive pressure on the ball of the foot with heels. So that's one of the concerns. Another is the muscle imbalance. Once we get to an inch and a half and higher, that heels cause on the knees and the back. So in my article, I talk about training for high heels. I talk about being aware that if you've got forefoot problems, whether it's corns and calluses, bunions, etc., you got to pay attention to the toe box and the style of the shoe that you're in. Overall, don't live in heels, period. Have some variety in the height of the heels. Make sure that you're not in stilettos where you've got various ankle imbalances. Strengthening the ankles, working posture is an important part of tolerating heels. But you want to pay attention if you got a history, again, of foot problems with the corns and calluses or bunions. Talk to podiatry. So, again, harmful is an interesting word, but we can have all sorts of postural problems, knees, hips, low back, when you're changing the mechanics in high heels. Steve says, my son's a 15-year-old hockey player. You've talked, I've heard so many of your shows about orthotics and skating. In areas of speed, that's right, Steve. I've never had a coach call me and say, you know, it slowed the kid down. So again, in the world of orthotics and skates, everybody knows my real poster boy is Evan Lysacek. Grew up in Naperville, Illinois. Evan was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his figure skates. 13 years later, he was the Olympic gold medalist in figure skating. I put a lot of Blackhawks over the years in orthotics. Proper alignment, Steve, identifying your son's foot type. Is he flat-footed? Is he pronated? He's got high arches. What type of skate is he in? Almost always, orthotics, when they're custom, are optimum alignment, the whole lining up of the foot, ankle, lower leg. So we usually will see better edging, better balance, step or two quicker. And go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. Click on orthotics. You'll read more about it. Harriet says, I have hammer toes. I've had some corns. Do they need surgery? Not necessarily, Harriet. for years, podiatry has seen people once every month or two to trim down painful corns or calluses. Surgery is the only way to correct it. But many times we keep people comfortable. We could talk about what's the best shoe. Orthotics could be a very helpful addition. Don't jump into surgery. Get another opinion regarding what else could be done conservatively. Jim says, I'm a 40-year-old runner. I've had plantar fasciitis. They keep talking to me about cortisone injections. Not my first choice, Jim. Almost always plantar fasciitis, which is an inflammation, soreness of the arch, or commonly in the heel, where that plantar fascia attaches to the heel, 95% of plantar fasciitis can be dealt with conservatively, usually without injections. Proper support, orthotics are key. Physical therapy can be very helpful. Injections, which are dramatic, sometimes very helpful, usually not my first choice, is a weapon. Cortisone is a weapon, but it can be wear and tear oriented if it's repeated too much. So if you're a runner and an athlete, pay big attention to orthotics. See sports podiatry and let them point you in the right direction. Steve says, my 18-year-old daughter has had persistent ingrown toenails. Steve, podiatry can solve ingrown toenails once and for all. There are various permanent procedures. They're done in the office. Local anesthetic, numb the edge up of that big toe, the offending area. Sometimes it's one side, sometimes it's both. And then the offending piece can painlessly be removed. It's important to understand that the nail's growth starts under the cuticle, behind the cuticle. You can't see it. And as long as those growth cells are present, the ingrown nail will grow back, even if it's trimmed out. So the permanent procedure involves either chemical cautery or other type of treatment to get rid of the growth cells. I had that procedure done decades and decades ago. I think they gave me a glass of wine or two in podiatry school. And the ingrown toenail never grew back. So it's very, very successful. You want to see podiatry. Terry says, if we have any time left, what about over-the-counter orthotics? My 15-year-old daughter, she plays serious volleyball. Her knees are always bothering her. You know, Terry, you can try, whether it's Superfeet, Dr. Scholl's, other types of over-the-counter devices. They're not custom. They're not specific. I'll give you an analogy. If someone said, you know, I need glasses, maybe I'll get a pair of readers at Walgreens. But they ain't bifocal. So if your daughter's a serious athlete, and half the girls I've seen over the decades in sports medicine, and I'm a podiatrist, half the girls I see a knee trouble. The foot directly affects the knee with internal rotation. When we're talking females, slightly wider hips. So if your kid is a serious athlete, then see sports podiatry and take a look at custom devices. I go back to the late 70s where I saw the men and women's Olympic volleyball teams, had a lot of them in orthotics. The co-author of my book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, Sharkey Zartman, is a Hall of Fame volleyballer back with some of the national teams. There are a few sports that puts more stress on the lower extremity and knees. Nothing wrong. My favorite, if I had to pick one, I would probably look at Superfeet. And you could give something like that a try. Usually it's a good indicator whether support would be helpful. We also want to pay attention to what shoe your daughter might be in because sometimes this can definitely be related to the problem. So you want to pay attention again to seeing some expertise, physical therapy, sports podiatry. Again, we've got some great shows coming up over these next X amount of weeks. We'll be talking about some movement therapy. We'll be talking about the general practitioner and their role in sports medicine. We'll pay attention to what's going on in the world of sports podiatry in Australia. And again, we'll be talking about some aspects with the importance of vision and that whole area of sports medicine. So again, we want to thank everybody for listening. SportsDoctorRadio.com. Check out the website. Follow me on Twitter at SportsDoc, DOC Radio. And we'll look forward to catching up with everybody next time around. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Catch you next week. It's the Sports Doctor. Thanks, everybody.